Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is hour number two on this chilly Thursday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you, News Talk 830 WCCO. Kurt Dowd has joined us numerous times on this show. The representative is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He is the former Speaker of the House and still a member of the legislature. And to me, he is the most direct and honest. He might be the most honest and direct legislator out there. He certainly is one of the best on the Republican side. You may not agree with what he's saying, and plenty of people don't, but he answers questions. And Kurt, as always, I appreciate you coming on. Let's get to the budget first. The governor announces the other day the budget has increased 34%. It's at $17.9 billion. And he said they had to make some changes, and they did because they compromised. The governor said, we compromised. When you heard him use the word compromise, what was your reaction?
Well, thanks for having me on, Chad. And to your earlier comment, I appreciate those kind words. I have a reputation for kind of saying it like it is. When I heard that quote, what that tells me is everybody's getting what they want. There's not really any compromise. We're just passing out enough money to go around so everybody can spend everything they want. And I actually think that these initial numbers don't represent a very accurate picture. We're going to have to wait to see some of the detail. And what I mean by that is, I think, and there's some tells in their numbers, that they're planning to increase taxes. So we don't totally know. And this of course, is only general fund spending. I heard yesterday around the building here that they're going to raise 0.75% metro sales tax for transit and transit purposes. That's probably a $1.8 billion increase that won't show up anywhere in these numbers. So it's not just that we have the largest surplus, probably double the largest surplus in state history. They're going to go beyond that. I think they're going to probably do income tax increases. They might net it out and do some other reductions elsewhere. But at the end of the day, their numbers show us they're going to spend at least 35% increase over what was spent the last biennium.
For Democrats who are listening to this or even objective observers and say, guess what? If Republicans win more races, if they win the governor's office for the first time since Tim Pawlenty won in 2006, they can dictate this. So, yes, you can complain, but you don't win enough races, and that's why you're in this position.
Well, and we would say, we want the public to get engaged in this and pay attention. We didn't hear any of the things out on the campaign trail that Democrats are doing right now. And that's why you very often in this state end up with a pendulum effect where, one party gets complete control of state government. And that's what happened, 10 years ago. And or is it a dozen years ago now? And after that, Minnesotans, throwing a frog in hot water, right? Minnesotans jumped right out, and that's how I became the Speaker of the House in the next biennium. And we're probably likely to see that because what we're seeing from Democrats right now is not what Minnesotans signed up for. I'm certain of that.
Why are you certain of that, though? Because what is different from what Governor Walz and many Democrats ran on? Give me a couple issues that are different.
I think during the election, and we didn't know how big the surplus was going to be. We knew it was going to be big, but we didn't know how big it was going to be. I think a couple of things. Number one, they ran on cutting the Social Security tax. I think there's probably a 1% chance that they actually do that. They're already messaging around the Capitol all of the reasons why they shouldn't or can't cut the tax on Social Security, which to me, when you have a 17, whatever the surplus is, $17.5 billion surplus, and you can't do that most basic thing, that's breaking your word to the voters, right? Then you talk. Let's talk about the divisive social issues, right? I mean, they made abortion a big issue in the last election when not one Minnesotan was impacted by the overturning of Roe v. Wade, right? We have a constitutional protection of abortion here. I think they're doing a lot of virtue signaling and doing a lot of bills to show people how much they support these issues. But these bills don't really do anything for Minnesotans, and they're not really needed. And I think people are going to figure that out.
Okay, on abortion, no doubt that issue helped Democrats all across the country. You know that well.
Yep, unquestionably.
Right? Didn't Scott Jensen, though,
yes,
with his past comments, including, when was it, in April or May, saying if he's governor, he's going to ban abortion? And Scott walked those back. He adjusted, but he flat out said that. Didn't he allow Tim Walz and his supporters to use that issue? And yes, they used it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But the opportunity was there. And don't we just have to be honest? If Republicans had an issue which they thought they could gain traction on, they also would beat that issue in the ground if they thought it would help them.
Yeah, there's no question. I think in this election, we thought that, you know, the public safety issues and the economic issues, the high inflation were going to be, and our polling was showing that those were the biggest issues that Minnesotans care about. But when you have, and I 100%, I hear what you're saying about Scott Jensen. He made a comment early on where he said, he didn't say he was going to ban it. He said he was asked, would you sign a bill banning abortion if it gets to your desk? And he said yes. The problem is there wasn't a way to get a bill to his desk that does that because we have a constitutional protection of abortion in this state. So, he misspoke and obviously, you know, they spent $15 million using his words on the radio against him before he ever spent one penny. And you just can't overcome that, right? So they created an issue out of this, which I think is disingenuous to Minnesotans. I really do believe that because I know that not one Minnesotan was affected by the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I think inflation is affecting all Minnesotans right now. And I think public safety is affecting a lot of Minnesotans right now. So I think it's disingenuous for us to pretend like, you know, switching the, and yeah, would we try to emphasize other issues? We probably would, but I think Minnesotans deserve a good debate on those issues. And I think, you know, this budget that's in front of the legislature right now, I think flies in the face of what Minnesotans were expecting after they voted in this last election.
Representative and former Speaker of the House, Kurt Dowd, is with us. Chad Hartman here on CCO. Tim Pawlenty, the former governor, is a frequent guest of the show. In fact, he filled in yesterday, and he has said this many times, Kurt, on this show, that Republicans have to be honest, that if you keep losing, you got to adjust in any walk of life, right? If a business isn't working, if a relationship isn't working, whatever it might be. And he keeps saying too many Republicans keep doing the same things. And that's why he's still a proud Republican. That's why his party loses. I just want to give you a couple examples over the last few weeks. And I want you to react as someone who gives an honest opinion, including about your own party. When Representative Steve Drazkowski is saying, I've never met a person who is hungry, and some pretty insulting comments. And again, we can have a fair debate on should lunches be paid, but the way he delivered it was fairly condescending and fairly tone deaf. Then you have Representative Glenn Grunhagen the other day with just, again, completely cruel comments towards individuals who may be gay about the therapy that's just to be honest, is repugnant. And that's those are two examples to me, Kurt, where the Republican Party, and again, you can't control everybody. It's not like the Democrats don't have individuals who I shake my head about. But when you're talking about conversion therapy in that way, or you're acting like there's nobody out there who's hungry, that has a pretty significant effect on the rest of the party, don't you think?
Well, and I don't know if those comments on Senator Drazkowski's, and I'll remind you, he actually left the Republican Party for the last 4 years and was an independent caucusing on his own. Now he left the House and went over to the Senate, so he joined the Republican caucus over there. But, you know, I don't know if that's just naive on his part. Obviously a stupid comment. You know, Representative Grünhagen, you know, I actually voted for that bill. I think there was quite a few in the House on the Republican side that voted for that bill that would ban conversion therapy and for kids. And the reality is we actually didn't know of any conversion therapy actually even happening in the state. Nobody could point us to an actual case of where it was actually happening. Not that it hasn't happened in the past or couldn't happen in the future.
It has. You know it's happened in the past.
Well, I assume it has, but I don't know that personally, but I assume that it has. So, you know, I certainly voted with quite a few other Republicans and the Democrats to pass that bill in the House. I think there's virtue signaling on both sides of the aisle. And I think there's a lot of people who talk to their base, right? And I think that's what these guys were probably doing. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are doing it today in the House. They're passing a bill that would not allow the state to participate with an investigation from another state and someone on a minor who comes here for healthcare. And that basically means, you know, you could have a rapist sex trafficking a kid across state lines and our state's not going to participate in that investigation. It's kind of crazy. And there's no problem there. That's not been nobody can point to a case where that has happened, but these guys are just virtue signaling. When every day Minnesotans are paying too much for their groceries, too much for their gas, they're not making enough money, their mortgage payments are, you know, if they sign a new mortgage now, the interest rates have gone up 100% from where they were a year ago. And these guys are talking about problems that aren't affecting a single Minnesotan. I think that's the problem. And it does happen on both sides of the aisle. I'll be honest with you about that, Chad.
Okay, so last couple points here. You're in the minority, and you know, some of these issues, it's a supermajority. What impact, if at all, outside of just being the other side and voting but not having the votes, what is a realistic path for Republicans to have an impact? Because, I mean, the Trib's got a big story today about Governor Walz. Governor Walz, you know, and again, you don't agree with it, and I get it, but he is really positioning this state very different than other Republican states. I don't see it slowing down. So how does the Republican Party, without the numbers, make a bigger impact than you have so far in this session?
Well, you know, I think what we have to do is roll up our sleeves and get involved in the committees and try to make good points and offer amendments and really try to make this legislation better, right? The Democrats have the ability to pass whatever they want, but at the end of the day, if they're going to put this stuff in law, we want to make sure that it works. And a lot of the stuff that they're trying to pass doesn't work. I actually suspect potentially this governor is starting to position himself. I saw one story here within the last week or two about him potentially being a candidate for president someday. You know, obviously now he's doing press conferences about books that are banned in Florida, and Florida with Governor DeSantis is obviously one of the lead candidates, potential candidates for president on the Republican side. I assume there's some connection that he's trying to position himself to be seen on more of a national stage. Because again, not one Minnesotan is impacted by a book that's banned in Florida, but he's doing press conferences to talk about books that are banned in Florida. Again, it's more.
But that's coming up. Okay, you're right. I do see some position in myself. I'm wondering. Yeah. But there are other Republicans in this state who are talking about that, too. It's not like it stops at the lines once you enter Minnesota.
Well, you know, I'm in the caucus. I hear the conversations. I haven't heard a single Minnesotan. You know, there is one book that they want that they don't want have kids to have access to that is pretty graphic that is in our schools. And I think one of the concerns that I've heard is just put it behind the counter. And if somebody asks for it, give it to them. But you don't need to have, you know, 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds sneaking in the aisles where nobody can see them looking at books that are, you know, almost pornographic. Other than that, I've not heard a single person talk about banning a book in the state of Minnesota. But that's what Democrats want to talk about. And I don't know of a place where they have banned them. Maybe I'm naive. But so again, should we waste our time talking about that? Or should we spend our time talking about how to give tax money back to Minnesotans so that they can pay the bills that they have due to higher interest rates and higher grocery and gas prices caused by this record inflation? I mean, those are the issues that I think really impact Minnesotans. And I think that's, and I'll, you know, to Tim Pawlenty's point and your point, I think we as a Republican Party need to spend more of our time connecting with Minnesotans on those issues that they care about and are impacting them every day, and do a better job of messaging how Democrats are leaving them behind, or how they've actually, in many cases, caused these problems for Minnesotans.
Have to go. As always, appreciate your time. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Chad.
Kurt Dowd, a lot of reaction. You want to chime in with another text, or you want to chime in with a phone call? Jason's coming up in about 15, but we'll have plenty of time to react next segment to what Kurt Dowd had to say. You love what he had to say. You detest what he had to say. You get to chime in. That's why we've got the text line and the phone line set up. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.